And with us now is Water Safety New Zealand's Chief Executive, Daniel Gerard. Morena, should swimming be a compulsory part of the school curriculum?
Sarah, yes, absolutely. No question at all.
Is it teachers who need to be teaching this, or do we need to be getting in trained professionals?
Yeah, I think this is a life skill. This is something that needs expert support. Look, there are passionate teachers out there that are very, very good at taking large groups of youngsters through programs, but busy people, they've got so much to do. This may well be one of those circumstances where it's much smarter to bring in the experts.
Are water safety skills amongst children, are those levels of skill dropping? Are we seeing more young kids getting caught up in unsafe situations?
No, the data is showing us at the moment that it's older men behaving badly. So, look, we can't stop any part of the continuum. We need to be working with every age group at every stage of life. So, look, starting early with the youngsters, giving them the basic skills that they can then build as they get older, and just keep reminding those key messages of, you know, common sense and behaving appropriately around what can be a potentially dangerous environment.
What are some of the barriers to upskilling young kids in those water skills?
Look, there's no question, and I think Steve Johns just mentioned it, it's the cost of learn to swim opportunities. Now, we know it's got to be more than learn to swim, it's got to be swim to survive. But I think there is enough money around that if we targeted it properly and we did all work together, we should be able to support more of this delivery.
And surely this isn't just about being able to swim 100 metres up and down a pool?
No, definitely not. Let's start by getting kids to be able to float. Let's start with the identification of dangerous environments, whether it be a beautiful, calm-looking river that's actually very fast-flowing, or that calm patch on a surf beach, which is actually the dangerous rip. It's teaching all those really basic skills, and that all takes money to be able to coordinate the delivery across the country, to be working with the different organisations, the experts in the field, to actually support them to do what they do best.
So is some of that about taking kids to their local swim spots, which might be a river, it might be a beach, and teaching them some of those skills there on the ground?
Yeah, absolutely. We can sit in a nice pool with our goggles on and touch the bottom and it's nice and warm and become very efficient at swimming. But that isn't what it's about. We need to take all the kids to their local environment, and as you said, whether that's a river or the beach, and then to spend the time as an experiential opportunity to actually learn what it's like to sit in a big surf, what it's like to be in a fast-flowing river in a really controlled, supported way. So totally agree, it's got to be done in their environment.
So how do you get older people to maintain their swim skills?
Yeah, that's the tricky one. We need to have really, really targeted campaigns for those groups. And, you know, this is not about telling them what to do, it's providing them with support and helping to guide. So that's some of the work we're going to be looking at over this next period of time, to actually work out the best way to engage specific groups with specific initiatives. And that, you know, that takes experts, that takes the right medium to be getting out to them. But, you know, it is so tragic to start to see these life skills that we thought were being taught and provided to youngsters and encouraged to be built over a lifetime, for some reason having fallen on flat ears, and the tragedies that we've seen this year really start to be coming through.
Kia ora for your time. That was Water Safety New Zealand's Chief Executive, Daniel Gerard.